The thing that's really important about the late 50s, early 60s is cheap rent made it possible for a great variety of people to live there and to have shops there and to work there. Think about the craziness of it. I mean, it's just all in each other's laps. Different from, I mean, even Greenwich Village didn't have that kind of mixture because it didn't have those fancy old-time restaurants and the preservationist holding sway and the black cheap rent. It's cheap rent and the commerce, the port, the farmers, and the business that you know, made their living off of all of that. So there was a swirl of many different kinds of people. And that's in the essence of what I think makes New Orleans an amazing place. And of course, the French Market itself was a great source of food to retail customers, even though it was also a wholesale distribution center. Because regular people from New Orleans would go there and buy meat and fish and turtle. There were restaurants on all the streets, and they were not tourist restaurants, and they weren't, most of them were not famous 19th century restaurants like Galatoire's and Arnaud's and Antoine's. Oh, one of the great things was the Louisiana State Library was in the Pontalba, and it sort of anchored all these other endeavors of historic and other kinds of research, but they couldn't buy the library books, so then they would go around and buy books from the book dealers, which was nice. You know, when I hear the term cultural tourism, I think of the Quarter in those days as being the epitome of cultural tourism, what some cities now are trying to get back. There were artisans. The perfume shop was really amazing. There were people, frame shops, and different kinds of shops that were opened by a single person who had something they made or enhanced in some way, and they made a living from it. So cultural tourism was really a big deal, real. It was there. That's what makes me sad right now. It's so little individuality. You know, those artisans who had a frame shop or a little tiny art gallery or wooden toys for children, they have no way of surviving now. And because there's no central location for them, they have little way of making their way. Every city has interesting people. But in New Orleans, the interesting people get mixed up with each other. By rubbing shoulders with someone who's different from yourself, whether you met them in line at the snowball stand or at Jazz Fest or at a Mardi Gras parade or at Tipitina's, that's what makes New Orleans so seductive.